102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 723, sunny, not so humid today, high of 85.
Where did this happen, in like Maine or something?
Yeah. Yep, happened in Maine. It was a diner. It was a couple eating in a very small place.
You disagree.
A couple eating with their 2.5-year-old in the diner.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner had enough when the kid cried for a while.
You disagree with the approach.
Listen, you don't scream at a 2.5-year-old. They don't know what you're saying. They don't know what you're talking about. When it's not yours.
It worked.
I understand.
It worked.
I understand.
She's got a business to run.
She's got a lot of chutzpah, and she's a character.
Right, so.
And she's somewhat likable. Yeah. That's like the wrong target.
Listen to her.
They ordered 3 for this kid, a 2-year-old.
Pancakes.
3 pancakes, bigger than her head. And then they didn't even feed them to her. All I said was I slammed my hands on the counter and I said, this needs to stop, meaning her screaming. And I pointed at her and she looked at me and she stopped. And her parents said, are you screaming at a child? Yes, I am. And she shut up.
Kid was losing her mind in the restaurant. She had 75 other people eating at the restaurant. And she had workers that were all starting to lose their mind.
Right.
The parents weren't doing anything. She took it into her own hands. She screamed at the kid. The kid stopped. Mission accomplished.
Depending whose story you believe, she says the kid was going on for like an hour.
I'm sure it wasn't an hour, but
And the parents say it was like, I don't know, it was like 10 minutes she was upset and cranky or whatever.
10 minutes? Take your kid outside the restaurant.
I agree.
Okay. So then what did this woman do that was wrong?
You don't scream at a toddler. You scream at the parents.
It worked.
Hey, get your kid out of there. If she's going to scream, slam her hands down and say, this has to stop. Get her out of the restaurant. Don't scream at the kid.
It worked.
The kid's 2.5.
It worked.
I understand.
It worked.
Screaming at
the parents wouldn't have got the kid to stop crying. Screaming at the kid worked.
If the parents are non-active dumbasses, tell them to take the kid out of her restaurant or just leave. I'll pay for your breakfast. Get out.
Listen, we know this. Most people are dicks. Those parents wouldn't have got the memo. The kid got the memo. So how is it wrong?
I think the parents would have gotten the memo.
I think you're high.
Just kick them out.
We sat through it last week.
We did. We were at Miller's in Comac last week. We had a listener dinner, and there was a kid some table. And there's we had 20 adults sitting at our tables, and the kid was maybe 20 feet away. He wasn't right next to us, but
it
was annoying.
Right.
Was definitely annoying.
So then why, what did this woman...
Did anybody go over and scream at the little kid?
No,
I would go over and scream at those parents.
My question to you is, how is this woman wrong when it worked?
Because even though it worked, doesn't make it right. You yell at
the
parents.
Yes, it does. It absolutely makes it right. I wouldn't be surprised if the other 75 people that were eating in the restaurant gave the owner a round of applause.
Mm-hmm. She said the rest of the customers were happy.
They were.
And her workers were happy. Right.
Right.
Because you tell the parents who are supposed to be taking control of their situation. It's their situation, not the kid.
They didn't take control of the situation.
Right. So
the owner of the restaurant took control of the situation. Hey, if somebody's not going to yell at the kid, sometimes you got to do it. You got to step in there. Mm. I wish I had the balls to do it last week at Moran Miller's.
But I wouldn't have gone and yelled at the kid. That's so weird. You don't yell at a kid sitting in high chairs, too.
Sure you do.
You yell at the parents who are sitting right there. What's wrong with you?
Yell at the kid. And then
get your act together.
No, you yell at the kid and beat the parents.
726, here's that.
Right now on
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 730. We're just talking about the diner incident up in May where the owner of this small diner screamed at a 2-year-old, 2.5-year-old, whatever she was, because she was like crying for too long for her taste and for a lot of people's taste there. And the parents hadn't done anything about it, so she yelled at the kid. The kid stopped crying. Parents are pissed off, put up a Facebook post. This lady wrote a reply on the Facebook post that was actually pretty funny.
It was great.
But my point is, you don't yell at someone else's 2-year-old. That's just my point. I think you yell at the parents. Those are the people responsible. Good morning, B.A.B.
The thing is, you want the steak, but you're not willing to watch the cow get butchered.
What?
Yeah. You want the kid to stop crying, but you don't want to see how it happens.
No, of course. How it happens is you tell the parents, take care of their business. What's wrong? When's the last time you yelled at somebody else's 2-year-old in a restaurant?
Roger,
it doesn't happen.
How could you say something?
If someone's family's disturbing you, you go and ask the guy, the woman, the parents, listen, you're disturbing my family.
But how could you say something that worked is wrong?
Because you don't yell at someone else's kid. If someone came up and yelled at your kids, you'd be pissed.
Dude, let me tell you something.
You'd be pissed.
If my kid was screaming in a restaurant, someone wouldn't have the opportunity to yell at my kid.
Okay, maybe put it in another situation.
Because like I've done in the past, when my kids are acting up, I took my kids outside the restaurant.
Right. You would not want someone else to yell at your kids.
Those parents proved they're useless dicks by not doing anything in the first place.
Well, there is that. I mean, I understand it, but the parents need to be yelled at by an adult. If you're going to yell at somebody, some innocent two-year-old. Not their fault.
Not innocent. Guilty two-year-old.
It's 102.3 WBAP 735. Sunny and 85 today. The diner owner in Portland, Maine, has become a big hit on social media and in the news, who screamed at, well, the parents were in her diner, and they ordered three huge pancakes for their little two-year-old, and the kid was screaming for anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour, depending on who you believe, and she screamed at the kid, and the kid stopped. And the Facebook war began with the parents complaining. Her reply, with a lot of F-bombs in it, was rich, and it's become a huge story, and she's not apologizing one bit for screaming at the kid. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry, but I'm with JP on this one. I yell at kids all the time, most recently on Saturday, even at the grocery store. Children are afraid of strangers. So if all you do is just yell, hey, cut it out, they stop right away.
That's a great point, though. Kids are really afraid of strangers.
Oh, now it's
strangers.
Okay? Oh, now it's no, okay because some woman no, calls into the show
okay.
And says, oh, stranger danger.
But it is a good point because kids are afraid of strangers. It, like, shocks them. It whips
right.
their head around a
that,
little bit.
Dude, that woman.
That's exactly it.
But how come you don't yell at the mother that's pushing the grocery cart or the father who's standing right there?
Well, what happened was the father had taken away the kid's car so he could pay for it. And the kid started screaming, no, 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 like a noxious brat. The father's like, okay, here, and gives it back. And he kept doing that, and the kid kept screaming. So obviously that wasn't working. So I yelled at the kid, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, lucky little guy, because if you were my child, that wouldn't fly. And the kid just, like, automatically shut up. The father looked at me and said, thank you. He didn't know what to do.
What a pathetic father that
agreed.
Is. Thank you.
Now,
that's pathetic.
And that I agree with you, because parents are afraid to parent.
That's
but she
horrible.
Stepped in and got the job done. Mm-hmm. You deserve a Medal of Honor, lady.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Oh, well. Listen, I guess we'll disagree on who gets to get yelled at, but yes, the job did get done at that diner and in that grocery store. 7:37. It's time for this quick BAB. Oh, I'm sorry. It's time for this song on 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP.
Step inside. 102.3
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 7:41. Sunny, not so humid today, and a high of 85. The owner of the diner in Maine, who's become an internet celebrity, a news celebrity, here she is talking about the situation in her diner where she yelled at a two-year-old who was screaming for a while.
Two and a half.
They ordered three for this kid, a two-year-old, three pancakes bigger than her head, and then they didn't even feed them to her. All I said was I slammed my hands on the counter and I said, this needs to stop, meaning her screaming, and I pointed at her, and she looked at me and she stopped. And her parents said, are you screaming at a child? Yes, I am. And she shut up.
And then, like, the interview, because she was talking to the news, and the interview goes on, like, aren't you concerned about people, like, not wanting to come to your restaurant anymore? She's like, nope.
Says, I'm going to have some fans, and I'm going to have people who won't come here ever again, and that's just the way it's going to be. Hey, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
I'm with Roger on that one. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, yell at the two-year-old. You don't yell at the parents. They're the ones responsible for a two-year-old.
Two-year-old quiet, but ask the parents, like, can you bring your kid outside or
something?
If somebody, I raised four kids, and I'm a grandmother now.
Right.
And if somebody yelled or said something to my, I would get so defensive. Like,
of course
but
you would.
Then again, I wouldn't be in that situation because I would have brought that kid outside.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Right.
That, so what does that tell you? It tells you you're dealing with idiots.
Exactly.
So yell at the idiots.
Take it, then say something to the parent. Like,
right.
I don't know. I'm sorry, JP. I love you, but I agree with Roger on this
listen,
one.
Listen, you're entitled to
I
be
like the way people apologize when
so
they have a different opinion for one of us.
One.
You're entitled.
It's so funny.
You're entitled to be wrong. It's okay.
No. Bye.
Bye.
You got her good. And by the way, you want to see the whole interview with that diner owner, it's on the BAB Facebook page, 102.3 WBAB. You can watch the whole thing. It's pretty good. Right now, 7:43, Ted has the roads.
Northern State westbound, loaded as you make your way into Brush Hollow.